Thursday, September 24th. Anthony and I are back with another one of our patron hangouts. Are you a patron? Do you like hangouts?
Do you about car chases? What about explosions?
We shouldn't be promising
anything. What about sex?
Anthony, we're not.
It's all happening on the live hangout.
Oh boy, does that
mean? Yeah, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
I don't want to have sex with you.
It doesn't have to be with me.
Oh.
But we'll see how it goes. They couldn't even conceive of things.
No.
And now we have stuff and things all the time.
The idea that you could have both stuff and things, they would reject that.
And you know what they would say? They would say, what are you, a Rockefeller? That's what they would say. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Suspended animation.
Yeah, that's
hyper
how we're
sleep.
That's how I'm going to get to the space colony. And then that's, unfortunately, the same time that the rogue alien is going to get loose on the ship and my colleagues are going to stay in suspended animation while I, the lone survivor, will wake up and have to deal with the situation on my own.
Can I tell you that if I woke up in that situation, I would be dead within 15 seconds?
You'd be like, oh crap, an alien. Can I pet it?
I would freeze. I would do what my dog does when he knows he's going to get a bath. Like, well, this is coming and there's nothing I can do about
it. You just roll over on your belly.
Yeah, I'd just be like, well,
give up.
Make it quick.
Here's my face. Hug away.
Hopefully we can get this all over with.
Impregnate my abdomen with your alien seed.
I was just thinking about like the alien porn parody. I haven't seen the alien porn parody, but I know it exists.
It's called Alien. I don't know. Alien and Out.
There you go. That's it. It's probably actually, considering the way the porn industry is these days, it's probably just called This Ain't Aliens.
Yeah, Alien Triple X.
XXXX. Yeah. Hypersleep is a thing that is potentially happening. It's potentially happening right now. There's a gentleman who
Are you saying that I might be hypersleeping right now?
You might be a butterfly hyperdreaming that you're a man.
Sweet hyperdream.
There is a gentleman named Mark Roth. He's a biomedical scientist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. And
this guy won the MacArthur Genius Award, right?
In 2007, yeah. Because he has figured out that there are these compounds, these elements that are naturally occurring within our bodies that are called elemental reducing agents, ERAs.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you look on the back of any baseball card, you can see how many ERAs are in our body at any given time.
It's nice that we keep those stats for our sports athletes we know the drugs that they're putting into their bodies.
Based on the parts per million of ERAs on a baseball player's card, you can tell how likely they are to just go into hypersleep in the middle of a game.
Yeah. That explains a lot of the slumping Cubs. slumbering.
So here's the deal. Your body naturally makes these things, and he thinks that when we sit down to read a book, to meditate, to kind of zone out while we watch TV, what our body is doing is it's using these ERAs to reduce our need for energy. We take in oxygen and food, we convert it into all kinds of energy. ERAs potentially make it so we don't need to do that.
So you're saying this is sort of a small scale version of what bears do when they hibernate, right?
It might be, yeah. And so here's the trick though. ERAs, they're usually poison, like super bad poison. Like crazy poison. We're talking about hydrogen sulfide.
I know that stuff is bad.
Yeah, it's the one that smells like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
If you go down into a mine, like miners have what they call knockdown, which is where all of a sudden in the middle of a mine, if they're not wearing equipment and stuff, they just fall over and they pass out and they don't wake up until somebody brings them out of the mine or they don't wake up. Period.
So we could call it knockdown, we could call it being poisoned, or we could just call it hypersleep.
Hypersleep is what they call it.
Hey, look at Gary.
I should say that he wrote this paper behind bars.
No way, really?
He wrote this paper in jail because he had murdered some people. And he was like, no.
Hypersleep.
This was a clinical trial. Listen.
Don't poke them. They could come away.
We could call it murder. But no,
not really. This is actually pretty interesting stuff, but it does walk the line between poisoning someone. You know, it's like, how much do we poison them to get them into hypersleep? Too much poisoning, they dead.
Apparently, the window of what is a good amount of this stuff and what is a toxic amount of this stuff is so slim.
Oh, it's so slim.
It's the slimmest.
Which is why you can't prosecute that guy.
You can't
do
it.
It's such a slim window. He's try walking that line.
He is just a doctor doing his best. Although some would say that he is not a doctor.
Yeah, well, those people are crazy.
Those are crazy people.
Because clearly, look, he's doing experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say experimentation is 9/10 of being a doctor.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
I've seen Hannibal.
Yeah. Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, he's basically...
We all know.
Yeah. That's basically, as far as I know, and I've never watched a medical show previous to Hannibal, so you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
But doctors are mostly grisly killers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you should avoid them at all times.
Yeah, and if they're not grisly killers, they are insane people who hallucinate all the time.
Mm. Yes.
But are doing their best.
Doing their best!
It's really a mixed bag with doctors, which is why nobody should be surprised that Mark Roth has killed a lot of people. I should say Mark Roth has not killed anybody. But the deal is he has used hydrogen sulfide. He exposed mice to it at 80 parts per million of the gas mixed mm-hmm. with air. And they went into a reversible suspended animation with no evidence of harm.
Well, that's the important part is reversible, right?
Yes.
We can knock out mice all day long.
Yeah.
But
and I have.
Right. That was a great day.
It was, let me tell you something. The pictures I have from that day.
Time flies when you're knocking out
rats. Frightening to others are some of my most cherished memories.
Just a sea of fluffy white sleeping mice. just like Scrooge McDuck in a sea of sleeping mice.
Yeah. Yeah. I would swim through them. I would do the backstroke. You just dive into these sleeping mice.
Yeah.
Sleeping. They're all sleeping.
All sleeping.
No, but so why is he doing this? Why is he testing this? Is he testing this to send us to space? Is he testing this to put us into suspended animation for 100 years? No, what he's basically doing is testing this for people who are on the brink of death. Well, the biggest thing that they use in the article is somebody who's about to go into cardiac arrest. Somebody
yeah.
who's going to have a heart attack. And the surgery... after a heart attack, the procedure after a heart attack is almost as dangerous as a heart attack.
Right.
Because they use that balloon. What happens is like there's shit all clogging your veins.
Yeah.
And they use a balloon to make your veins bigger. And then the clogs move through your body. But what happens is you haven't been getting oxygen.
Right.
For however long. And all of a sudden you're getting too much oxygen. Mm-hmm. And it's kills just as many cells as not having enough oxygen.
Yeah.
So what they can do instead is potentially use one of these ERAs, put somebody into a state of suspended animation where their body is not metabolizing things. It doesn't need oxygen. And you can safely and more slowly perform the surgery. And they won't go into this sort of shock state when they get oxygen back. That sounds pretty good.
So does he imagining a situation where, you know, Uncle Gary is at Thanksgiving mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, my heart. And he falls over and we have to run into the other room, grab our capsule of
you have
gas.
You have to drag all 300 pounds of Uncle Gary into the hypersleep chamber.
The hypersleep chamber.
Which is, you know, all the way down the hall.
You have to roll your cousin out of it, who's
yeah.
been in there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
He's just chilling.
He's waiting for opportunities to pick up. What he's done is...
He didn't want any spoilers for the Star Wars movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He, you know what he did is he put out a bunch of resumes.
Uh-huh.
The job market is not great.
And he can't handle that kind of rejection
yeah.
on a daily basis.
So what he does is he's got the email hooked up to the chamber, I guess with an Arduino. I don't know what an Arduino is.
It's just a computer.
I don't understand
it's
how
so
it,
easy.
But I guess you could do it with an Arduino.
You could, yeah. It's really simple.
So I don't get it. But when he gets that email that's like, hey, got your resume, mm-hmm. when he gets a ping on monster.com, I don't know how people look for real jobs anymore.
I don't either.
Is
don't
there still
me.
A monster.com?
I think there might be.
Okay.
It's either that or like classmates.com.
LinkedIn,
one
classmates.
Of those, some of those.
I thought classmates was when you look to see if the girl you dated in high school is prettier than your wife.
No, that's
and
LinkedIn.
If you made a mistake,
that's LinkedIn.
That's LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So class, and then classmates is looking for work.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I got that down.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
so
that's
anyway,
when he comes out of the
that's
sleep.
That's when he comes out of the sleep. But we got Uncle Gary.
Oh man, he's having a rough time.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, I think what this is supposed to do is first responders get onto the scene,
mm-hmm.
and instead of hooking up oxygen to this guy, they hook up ERA.
Anti-oxygen, really.
Yeah.
The opposite of oxygen.
So it's like, yeah, and this is the problem with his research, right? He is basically talking about poisoning people in a very limited capacity.
It's true.
And it's freaking people out because it's technically the opposite of the fucking Hippocratic Oath.
Right. You say, hey, man, if you're about to die, poison them.
Yeah. What we need to do is shut down all vitals. That's like, I don't know. It seems wrong.
Yeah.
That's like,
it's sort of a fight fire with fire,
yeah,
kind of approach.
Literally. It's just like firefighters literally show up with gloves made of fire and begin punching your house, which is already on fire. Like,
it works.
Our Trust fire us. Is more powerful than the other fire. Don't worry.
Why
also,
the punching,
I'm not
though? I don't
sure
understand.
Because think about giant gloves made of fire. That's badass. It's
That's
like
true.
Hulk hands.
Yeah.
But like, whoa.
It's cool that you put the fire out, but now there's a bunch of fist-sized holes in my wall.
But also, I'm still amazed that punching fire with other fire worked.
I mean, I'm grateful. Don't say I'm not saying I'm not
well,
grateful.
Sir, I mean, which of us studied firefighting?
Clearly you
yeah,
with the
okay.
fire gloves.
Yeah, I took a course. I did Coursera for 8 weeks online.
I'm just saying,
fire.
I'm thinking you're taking the term firefighting literally. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I got into this. Wouldn't you?
I guess I would. Yeah.
You know what I did is I watched that Avatar and I was like, ooh, okay.
I'm just really glad you don't consider yourself a fireman because I'm worried how you would interpret
hopefully in
that.
5 years we'll have the technology. And until then, I'm going into hypersleep. But sweet. I have to take the flaming gloves off because the hydrogen sulfide is very,
very
flammable.
Flammable. Yeah.
They were actually talking about how he's trying to do all this research and it's been really hard for him because it's like such a toxic, dangerous, explosive gas.
Oh, wow.
That like Homeland Security showed up on his door and they were like, dude, who are you killing and why? What are you blowing
He's
up
like,
and why?
Just these 250 to 350 mice. That's all
That's
it,
it
is.
I'm just swimming in these mice.
Do you guys want to come in?
Do you
it's
come
delightful.
In? It's wonderful. It took me a long time to get all these mice. You got to go to all the pet stores. And they start looking at you funny.
They do.
You can tell them it doesn't matter how many snakes you tell them you own. They're like, dude, you can't possibly need this many mice. So yeah, these are the problems that he's running up against. Number one, this is poisonous, flammable, explosive, dangerous. Number two, it's literally advocating killing people or
well,
nearly
not,
killing people.
Not killing, but
nearly
just
killing.
Bringing them near death. It's Flatliners, the movie, right? Flatliners.
Oh no, it is.
Yeah.
God, I love Flatliners.
Flatliners is cool. Flatliners was a movie about people trying to get people.
Kids, ask your parents what Flatliners
was. I know,
was.
Right? 1980s. Julia Roberts is in it, I think.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. They try to get close to death and stay there, but just sort
Whoopi
of to
Goldberg,
see, to see
Oprah
what happens
Winfrey.
At death. I don't think those are people.
Viola Davis. Am I thinking of The Color Purple?
I think you are.
Which one is Flatliners? No, yeah, I love Flatliners. Like, yeah, this
so
doctor.
Do you think that this guy, like, if he gets, they say he's going to start human clinical trials of this stuff.
Which is rad.
Do you think people are going to see some shit?
Dude, I think so.
People will be like, oh, I'm back.
I'd go under.
I got bad news. You would? You'd do it?
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd try it out.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like one wrong dosage and you're dead.
Yeah. I might not. I don't know if I'd be the first in line, but I'm saying like after he does the first round of clinical trials.
How do they find the people for the clinical trials?
Yo, I'll tell you how they find the people for the clinical trials. This dude's about to die and there's no other way to save them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's what it is. You wait at a hospital.
That's a bummer.
For somebody to come in where it's like, this is basically it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they do that.
Mrs. Beeman, sign this form and we may be able to save your husband.
But also college kids. I would have done it in college.
Also college kids.
Yeah.
Because they're on the brink of death at all times.
Well, so here's what we used to do in college, and I think I've brought this up before. And kids, feel free to try this. Absolutely
yeah, at
try
home,
this.
Mostly at home.
Or on campus. Try this on campus. We would go to medical trials at the college campus and get like $40. And then we would go give blood.
Right.
And get like another, we would give blood and plasma and get like another $40.
Really?
And then we would use that $80 and the fact that we were on plasma and potentially experimental drugs, but probably not.
Yeah.
And just get wasted.
You would be like, oh, my blood is thin.
That's
perfect time to introduce alcohol into
the system. There's potentially a weird medication in it or sugar.
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
Yeah, that placebo will work just as fine.
Here we go. And sometimes you can wake up like, if you gave plasma and you were on the right clinical trial, you wake up with like 40 of that $80 left and still have gotten really drunk.
If you wake up.
Yeah, if you wake up. But that's right. The same with anything. Even this scientist can say, it says you may not wake up.
It's a miracle.
You might as well go out. You might as well go out and do whatever.
Blaze of glory.
Yeah.
There's no way I would do this, but I love, he's so optimistic about it. He says, you know, people talked about anesthesia as this crazy weird thing that people were uncertain about, you know, 40 years before.
Yeah, we're going to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
We're going to put you out. And they used to use what? They'd use carbon monoxide, right?
Yeah. And we still don't know a lot about how anesthesia even works or what it does to the body fully. So, we're still in a gray area there, and we seem to be pretty comfortable with it.
Send you to Happy Town is how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people get put to sleep for like a regular tooth cleaning at this point.
You ever said weird stuff when you were under anesthesia? Like, are you one of those people?
I've only been under it, I think, once when I got my wisdom teeth pulled. The only thing I remember from it is when I was going under, all of the world looked like it was made out of diamonds.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. The entire world, like it was all, like looking through a kaleidoscope almost, where everything was formed out of, like it was like Minecraft, but with diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into it. They tried to put me under once for dental surgery. And on the way out, I apparently jumped up, like freaked out, jumped up and punched everyone. I punched the dentist. I punched the dental hygienist. I punched my mother who was in the room.
Why is there not video of this?
And so
basically what you're saying is the anesthesia didn't work at all. That was just normal Anthony response.
This is basically like what I do whenever you try to do anything to me that seems unpleasant. I lash out.
Anthony, you want a hamburger?
Anthony, we just need you to organize these files, and I just throw everything out a window, kick everyone in the face, run out, and then I've got to be on classmates.com every day.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for another job.
And it's weird that no one has hired you again.
It's strange.
So you would do it, but the other thing that they pose...
it's going to be done to you. In the future, you're not going to have a choice, right? If this works...
I hope you have a bit of a choice.
You're saying in your direst
time of need.
You have a little bit of a choice the same way you have a little bit of a choice when you put do not resuscitate on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't put do not resuscitate, they're going to fucking try to resuscitate you.
Right.
If you don't put down, you know, don't do this to me.
No hypersleep, please.
Yeah, no hypersleep. No thank you.
Yeah, but in the meantime...
You wake up on a Weyland-Yutani ship.
That would be awesome. You're like, the last thing you remember is having a heart attack and not feeling your, you know, left arm or whatever it is.
That's the future of Obamacare. Wake up, sheeple.
And then...
Oh, they'll fix your heart, but you're going to wake up 2 light years away.
Yeah. Oh, you're here. Yes.
Oh, my God. I felt like I was going to die. I had this chest pain, and things got numb.
You're quite alive, and you can pick up your mining apparatus on the way out of the portal.
Oh, you're a robot.
Yes.
Oh, you're a robot. You're here to kill me.
You are now under employ on the...
Oh, shit.
On the third moon of Jupiter.
Oh, God damn it.
Space gas.
What do you have in this... Base with me, you goddamn robot.
Just pick up your mining utensils.
I'm not touching anything that you've touched, robot. I know how this works.
Place your mining helmet.
God damn it, I should have went with Blue Shield. I don't make a lot of money, and I just...
Oh, we know. We saw your profile on classmates.com.
Fuck! I punch all the robots and run away.
But the other thing that they pose in this article is... you leave for vacation for 2 weeks and you just put your dog into some hypersleep so that you don't have to worry about feeding it or asking a neighbor to come over or boarding it. You just hypersleep the dog. Now, I know you would do it to yourself, no problem. You're going to hypersleep
Dagger?
Adorable Dagger?
Yeah.
Hypersleep him right up.
If we get to the point where there is a commercial fucking dog bed that puts people to sleep, that's some SkyMall shit. If we get to the point where you can get hypersleep in SkyMall right next to the margarita maker and the Moai head, yeah, I'm going to do it. Because at that point, it works. It's like a fucking microwave. Yes. If there's only one of them in the world and they're like, put your dog in here? No.
Right.
But if I can buy it, yeah. Although I'll tell you what, my dad bought one of those electric cat litter boxes that's supposed to be self-cleaning. Mm-hmm. They break every 90 days.
Oh, that's not good.
So, I mean...
Something from SkyMall that's actually crap?
It was
now
from Walmart.
Now I've heard everything.
I mean, I don't want to get into all the beautiful things that SkyMall has given us like right now. Like, we just don't have time. But I think you know that what you said was needlessly cynical.
I'm just going to go into hypersleep. You go ahead and talk about it. I'm just going to go into hypersleep.
Now I'm going to put him in the room of the 200 other podcast hosts that I used to host podcasts with. And I'm just going to swim through them. That's what I like to do. What do you guys think about this? How long do you think it's going to take for this to become a safe and accepted medical procedure, if you think it will at all?
And would you be comfortable with it? I mean, would you want to be put under if it meant saving your life? I think that's probably an easy decision to make. But what if it becomes more of a convenience thing of like, I hate Mondays. I'm going under.
I would love that. I would do it every week.
It's the Garfield of hypersleep.
I'm just waiting for the blissful release of death, Jeff. You know that. And if I can get it in short spurts, all the better. You can let us know what you think about hypersleep and hashtag it mouse swim. And hey, if you're enjoying the show, and we hope you are.
I'm enjoying the show very much. You didn't tell the people what our Twitter handles are, though.
Oh. It's like we haven't done this in a month or something. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And if you are enjoying the show.
Which I am. Except for that last bit.
That last part was really bad.
Felt sloppy.
I'm going to ask you to, even though I fucked up the show close, to give us 5 stars on iTunes anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's a star for every moment that we ruined on the show. So there's got to be at least 5 of those, right?
Yeah, it's 5 is the max, unfortunately. But yeah. And then they're going to ask you to write a review. Here's the thing. Don't waste your time.
Oh, yeah. No one reads those. It's a waste of your energy.
But what you could do is you write down instead, if you've ever looked up by anybody on classmates.com and what happened when you found them.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
And you will.